With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says Iran wants to negotiate with the U.S. now after his threat to strike the country over its crackdown on demonstrators. All the major indexes on Wall Street doing better now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by about 21 points at this hour, and the NASDAQ is up by just about 100. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump says that he is inclined to keep ExxonMobil out of Venezuela after its top executive was skeptical about the oil investment plan. The president tried to drum up support for that plan on Friday, meeting with top oil executives at the White House. Thousands of nurses are on strike today at several major New York City hospitals.
The union says about 15,000 nurses are participating in the strike. The strike is hitting during a severe flu season and could potentially force hospitals to transfer patients, cancel procedures, or divert ambulances. It could also put a strain on city hospitals not involved in the contract dispute, as patients avoid the medical centers hit by the strike. Among the nurses' demands are manageable workloads and more workplace security. Hospitals say the union's demands are too costly. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge has ordered the administration restore some $12 million in pediatrics funding.
The U.S. District Judge said evidence shows the Department of Health and Human Services likely had a retaliatory motive when it ended grants to the American Academy of Pediatrics. The $12 million in funding includes money for rural health care and the early identification of disabilities in young children. Judge Burl Howell wrote that this is a case about whether the federal government has exercised power in a manner designed to chill public health policy debate. HHS has denied allegations of retaliation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A Christian financial expert is issuing a warning.
And it's not about the economy or debt or investments. No, Dave Ramsey is very concerned about gambling. The longtime Christian radio host and author said on a recent show that sports wagering is, quote, the most addictive thing I've ever seen. The number of people calling our financial counselors and telling them that their entire lives have been destroyed by gambling is unbelievable. It's the fastest growing addiction in America. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas Methodist Foundation has awarded nearly $1 million in grant funding to 68 churches and nonprofit ministries across Texas and New Mexico. One of those recipients is Corpus Christi Metro Ministries. It provides more than 8,000 hot meals to the homeless each month, as well as no-cost medical services and transitional housing. And the ministry says all the recipients spread the gospel and help the poor. This is SRN News. A new report says the data proves bad things happen under dictators, especially in Venezuela.
The Unleash Prosperity newsletter has released graphs and stats showing poverty, inflation, and out-migration soaring under dictators Chavez and Maduro. In an update, UP unveiled a chart showing homicides quadrupling. When Chavez took power in 1999, homicide rates were at 25 per 100,000. Now that rate has jumped to 90.
That's correspondent Kid Lorman. Hamas will dissolve its government in Gaza once that Palestinian Technocratic Leadership Committee takes over.
The timeline for the change is unclear. A board of peace led by President Trump is set to oversee the committee, but the board's members remain unannounced.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart. Separately, Israeli police are questioning a top official from Prime Minister Netanyahu's whose office related to the leak of classified military information. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.